Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lunishmas Arbeak of Shom Leavas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Peches. The Gemara in the Mudalav at the end of the page said that the big tzedakah that Kosh Baruch Hu did with Am Yisrael was the fact that it didn't wait for the gematria, for the numeric value of Venushantim, which comes out to be 852 years. Am Yisrael wasn't in Eretz Yisrael for 852 years. They were in Eretz Yisrael only 850. Because if they would be 852, the gematria of Venushantim, so then there will be a kiyum of avoid toivedun, they will not be able to have geula. So that's why Kosh Baruch Hu's magdim shtei shanim levenushantim, he made the galus 2 years before the number of Venushantim, and they went to galus in year number 850. So the obvious question is, why did he do 2 years before Venushantim? Why didn't he do 1 year before Venushantim? Why did Am Yisrael go to Golos in year 851 and not 850? So in the Sefer Leket Yoshe, it's brought down from his Rebbe, the Truma Sadesh, that here is a raya to the concept that we know that's brought down in all the Sifrei Mekubalim, that in Gematria, when you have a numeric value, one difference is not considered to be a difference. It's something that's known in the Olam called Gematria Im HaKoylel, with the Koylel. What does it mean? If I have a word that has a numeric value, and I have another word who has a similar numeric value, but with a difference of one, it's considered to be the same number. Why? Im HaKoylel, with the additional Koylel. Koylel means Lashon Kolol, including, that is, the one number is fine. Says the Leket Yoshe, that's the Raya from here, from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says they had to leave Eretz Yisrael not in year 851, but year 850. 2 years before Venushantim. Because if it would be only 1 year before, it would still be Venushantim. It would only be a difference of one number. One number is not a difference. A similar thing is brought down in the Chidah in his Sefer Devash Lefi. That the Pasuk says, Yaakov is saying, Ephraim Menashe, Kiruvin v'Shimon Yuli. Ephraim Menashe will be like Reuven and Shimon. The gematria of Ephraim Menashe and Reuven and Shimon is exactly the same, except one. It's one difference, one number difference. One number difference is fine. That's Im HaKoylel. The Torah tells you, Ephraim Menashe is the Reuven and Shimon. Even though there's a one number difference, that's gematria Im HaKoylel. The one difference is not a problem. And the idea behind it, the depth behind it, explained my Rebbe, Rabbi Saul Septimus. The pshat is like this. The Koylel means where everything is included. Meaning, what does the number of a word mean? The number of the word means that's the essence of the word. If I have a word, and that word is equal to a certain number, that means that the word is reflected with a number. That's so the number adds up to get to that word. Koylel means the word itself. The klalus of the whole thing together. I have numbers that come together, and then there's something that's koylel them completely. I met Rav Zvulun Schwartzman today. And he told me that the way he understands it is similar to what we find. The way the Maharal says, it says in the Torah that a Malkus is supposed to be 40 Malkus. Chazal tells you it's 39. Says the Maharal, why? It's 39 that together completes and gets to 40. It's Mashal to get to 40. Similar thing we find with Sfiras HaOmer. It says to count Chamishim Yoyim. But we count 49 that brings you to 50. So similarly, when I have a number, and I take the number of a word, the number brings up to something, and then you come to a klolus, something that includes all of them together, that's called Im HaKoylel. That extra one reflects what the word itself is, which is koylel the whole thing together. And B'siyata Dishmaya found Rav Yosef Engel in his Sefer Beis HaOitzer, when he speaks about gematria, and that one is okay, says the same idea. Now, when do we say with a koylel? When do we say without a koylel? So both Rav Yisrael Septimus and Rav Zvulun Schwartzman told me that there's no specific rule. We don't find any consistency. When do you use the koylel? When we do not use the koylel? Sometimes we find in the Arizal they use the koylel, sometimes not. Doesn't seem to have any specific reason why yes or why not. And what comes out, what seems to be, is that there's no difference. The word could be the number itself, and the word could be the number with the clause of the number. And they both are fine to reflect what this word means. Al Kolponim, we find here a source in our Gemara to this concept, and I heard this from our Rabbi Moshe Shapir Zitzal many times, that Venushantim is 852, And in order to avoid the Neshantim, it's not enough to reduce one number. You have to reduce two and get to 850. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.